December 16, and we are a few days left to celebrate Christmas. And when we hear today's gospel, Jesus wants to send us a very important message. We have our Advent wreath. It is a way for us to see how we have been walking. We get the first week, the second week, the third week. Next Sunday, we're going to take the straight line up to Christmas. That means this Christmas is no longer like the one last year, because every single celebration or moment with God has to bring a kind of a change in our life we call conversion. We get a new attitude, and this attitude is supposed to be permanent. At that point on your journey through Christmas, the question for you is, did you do enough to change a kind of a bad habit in your life? Because, my dear friends, we are so accustomed to judging easily, even to condemning, to seeing the straw and not our own beam. Today, Jesus would like to make us think a little bit and take others' attitude. Let us look at Jesus, and also let us look at his way of being and acting. His word is beautiful. They do speak to our hearts. They move our feelings, and they don't leave us indifferent. But Jesus' life, his way of doing and acting, overflows us. That is why today Jesus preferred that we look at his works. Jesus preferred that we look at his works and act accordingly. Accordingly. His works are light on the way. They are the ones that speak of one. Jesus' works, united to his word and always together, are for us a true gift above all, an invitation to believe and live accordingly. That's why I go back to what I said to you. What is this attitude that now you want to keep forever? Because you have been training, you have been doing your best to take away just one thing that is pleasing in your life, to take it away and to say, this year I will celebrate Christmas now with a kind of a very light heart. Because 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, your heart was very heavy. But now, because you take away this sin, this bad habit, today, I think, or this year, your Christmas will be a little bit different. And the perfect example is Jesus. It's not Father Louis. It's Jesus. All of us, we look at him. And to look at him, we're going to take example from his works in action. And for that, both to go together. What I speak and what I do has to impact my life and also impact those around me. Today could be the day for you to make this change. Don't lose this day just doing stuff as you used to do. Take a time to think, to pray, and also to make yourself committed for a newness. God is good all the time. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.